Hi, Terry. This is book number three. This is the story of David and Goliath. David was the youngest of eight sons. His father was a shepherd called Jesse. When David was growing up, the prophet Samuel visited Jesse's family. He told them that when King Saul died, David would be the next king of Israel. God had especially chosen him, so David knew that God was with him in a special way. David worked hard. God has to teach me to be a really good shepherd before he can make me a good king, he said. David played the harp and sang his own songs about God. King Saul sometimes asked David to go to the palace and sing for him. When the king was in a bad mood, David's songs made him feel better. David's brothers were soldiers. They fought in King Saul's army. They were often away from home for a long time. Their father was pleased that David was at home to keep him company. He was an old man, and David helped him look after the sheep. David often spent days and nights out on the hills. He had to take the sheep to places where there was grass and water. There were lions, wild bears, and wolves living in the hills. David was sometimes afraid. He had to fight off the wild animals to keep the lambs and sheep safe. One day when David came back from the hills, his father said, "You can leave the sheep for one of the men to look after. I want you to go visit your brothers. Take them some good food and bring me back news of them." So David packed some food and set off on a journey. It was a long way, but David knew the hills very well. At last, he found his brothers with the Israelite army. They looked really frightened. "What's the matter?" David asked. They pointed to the hill across the valley. "Over there with the Philistine soldiers is a giant, Goliath," they said. "He wants one of us to fight him." "Well, why don't you?" asked David. "You are the army of the living God. You will win." "If you are so brave, then come and tell the king you'll go," sneered the brothers. They were very surprised when David did just as they said. He told the king that he would go fight Goliath and that God would fight for him. "You must have my helmet and sword," said King Saul. But everything was so heavy that David could not stand up. "I can't wear this," David said. "I'll just take the sling and stones I use when I am a shepherd." He took the sling and carefully chose five smooth stones from beside the stream. When Goliath saw David walking across the valley towards him, he laughed so loudly that the Israelites had to cover up their ears. Goliath had a sword and a shield, but when he saw that David had brought only stones and a sling, he was angry. "Do you think you are only fighting to keep your sheep safe?" he jeered. But David knew how to fight with stones. He took out his sling as he walked. He fitted a stone into it. When he was close to Goliath, he shouted, "I come against you in the name of the living God." David swung the sling around and around above his head, and when he let go, the stone flew out and hit Goliath on his forehead. It was just the one place where he could be hurt. The stone killed Goliath. David drew the giant's own sword and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that Goliath was dead, they ran away. The Israelites cheered when they saw what David had done to Goliath. They ran after the Philistines, driving them out of their land. All the Israelites heard that David had won the battle. They knew the Philistines had run away. They danced in the streets and sang songs about David, the brave shepherd. King Saul grew jealous because everyone was talking about David. David had learned to trust God when he was a shepherd. Now he had killed a giant because he knew that the God of Israel was the living God who helped his people. David would now know how to trust God when he became the king. The story of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Mary and Martha were sisters. They lived in a little house in Bethany with their brother Lazarus. Jesus often came to visit them because they were friends. One day in the house in Bethany, everyone was anxious. Lazarus was ill. It wasn't the kind of illness where people tell you to go back and sleep and you'll feel better. It was the kind where they knew that unless a miracle happened, Lazarus would die. Mary and Martha had often seen Jesus work miracles. They had seen him make lame people walk and blind people see. So they sent a message to Jesus to tell him how ill Lazarus was. When Jesus was given the message, his friends were all with him. They knew how much Jesus loved the little family in Bethany. They expected Jesus to set off at once to see Lazarus, but Jesus just carried on with what he was doing. "We don't understand," said one of the disciples to Jesus. "The message said that Lazarus was so ill he might die. Why don't you go and heal him?" "There was a very good reason," Jesus said. "Wait and see." When they had waited for 2 days, Jesus said, "Now it is time to go to Bethany." They said goodbye to the people they had been staying with, and they set off over the hills to Bethany. As soon as they walked along the street of the little village of the people,